WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. President-elect Trump makes his first hire, naming campaign manager Susie Wiles as his chief of staff.
Wiles, who served as Trump's campaign manager for the entire campaign, is said to have requested more control over who gets access to the Oval Office. Sources say Congresswoman Elise Stefanik is the leading candidate for ambassador to the United Nations. She's called for readdressing U.S. funds for the U.N. Other names floated for cabinet positions include Marco Rubio, potentially for Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo for Secretary of Defense, and Mike Lee, potentially for Attorney General.
ABC's Christiane Cordero. Convicted January 6th rioter Zachary Allam draws 8 years in the penitentiary. He had demanded a pardon, citing President-elect Trump's victory as a vindication of his actions that day. Officials in Ventura County, California say 132 structures, mainly houses, have been destroyed by an ongoing wildfire. This is ABC News. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. could have some kind of role in a Trump administration. One of his issues, ending fluoridation of water.
In some preliminary studies, we have shown that in a community that does not have fluoridated tap water, but there is widespread campaigns in making sure kids have topical fluoride, that the risk of tooth decay, there isn't much of a difference. But in communities where we don't have that topical fluoride and they don't have fluoridated tap water, the risk of dental caries or tooth decay actually goes up. And those studies have been seen.
Dr. Alec Patel is ABC News medical contributor. The Handmaid's Tale is selling again. Margaret Atwood's dystopian classic about a country in which women are brutally repressed has been high on Amazon's bestseller list since President-elect Trump's win, along with 1984 and Fahrenheit 451, all three of which were popular during the first Trump administration. Pro-Trump books are also selling well. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Hi, this is Jim Schmidt, your former mayor of Green Bay. You know, I've always cared about local issues. I still do. Join me on my new show, Lean Local, here on WGBW. I'll interview community leaders and elected officials, discuss the economy and development projects, and we'll talk about the future of education here in Greater Green Bay. As they say, all politics is local. So join me for Lean Local, Sunday at 1 p.m. on the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 WGBW.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News, your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, wgbw.fm.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
The Bucks beat the Jazz. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks with a 123-100 win over the Utah Jazz last night in Milwaukee. That ended the Bucks' six-game losing streak. Now tonight, they're in New York to play the Knicks at Madison Square Garden before returning here when seven of their next eight games are at home. Doc Rivers asked, was it important to finally get a W?
Yeah, you know, it was a home game. We've lost two home games, so really important for us to win this game. We go back out on the road, and then when we come back, we get to actually stay at home.
College hoops, the Badgers with the 79-67 victory over Montana State. Guard John Blackwell on Wisconsin finding a variety of ways of putting up points.
We try to get to the free throw line as much as possible. Like last game, I think we were in double bonus early, and this game we were in double bonus. So whatever we can do to get free points from the line, I mean, we're trying to do that.
The state high school volleyball tournament going on in Green Bay. Middleton versus Hamilton tonight for the boys' state title. Girls' semifinals today with their state title game tomorrow night. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. After signing a multi-picture deal with Lionsgate, Taylor Sheridan is turning out TV shows at an alarming rate, such as Tulsa King, Yellowstone, The Mayor of Kingstown, 1883, 1923, and Lioness. Lioness in particular just became the fourth biggest premiere on Paramount+. The show found its way into 3 million homes in the first 7 days of its release a couple weeks ago. The show stars Zoe Saldana, Nicole Kidman, Morgan Freeman, and Michael Kelly, and is supposedly based on the CIA's actual Lioness program. If you like high-powered web weaponry, military jargon, and lots of gunfire, this is the show for you. Warner Brothers Discovery is reporting that its streaming or direct-to-consumer service is booming as its theatrical business declines. The studio says it's gained over 7 million subscribers in the third quarter alone for this year, according to Screen Daily. This is the biggest gain ever for subscribers that has been reported since the launch of Max in 2020. Everyone is chasing Netflix. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly clear skies here in the overnight with temperatures near 40, gusty west winds up around 20 to 25. Those wind speeds back down Friday as it becomes a northerly breeze, sunshine lower 50s, increasing clouds for Saturday, then showers Saturday night. Currently 44 degrees.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, we explore the career of the great John Candy. And it's a bar band Friday night, so our friend and Max Inc. radio host Terry Barr drops by with new music and fun conversation.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who once planted evidence so he could make a citizen's arrest, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome to Nightlight. Ladies and gentlemen, great to have you with me. It is Thursday night. The weekend is right around the corner, and this is a great way to do it. Let's do this. It's a gorgeous day, at least in northeastern Wisconsin. It was beautiful today. It was not like in the 60s like it's been, but, man, sunshine and just it was great. Conrad, was it nice at your apartment?
I'm wearing shorts right now, so you tell me.
Well, you wear shorts anyway, so how am I supposed to?
No, it was beautiful. I enjoyed a nice walk outside today
Absolutely.
Because you won't get many more of those.
No, we will not. So I'm going to enjoy it while it lasts as well. Took a nice long walk today myself. Got here. It's weird, though, because now I'm getting here and it's dark. Like when we started doing the show last December, December 5th, I think, was our inaugural Nightlight. And then, you know, it's been so nice driving here, at least one way driving in the light. It's been dark. Like, I didn't get here to, like, what, 5:30 tonight. So it was very dark already. Driving home in the dark. So that's kind of depressing. It's finally sad gelato. But, whatever. That's what happens when you celebrate the four seasons. So I hope everyone had a wonderful day today. Whatever you're doing, whatever you did today, whether you were talking still, lingering election talk, listening to your boss who you don't like, whatever it was, it's great to have you here. Let's escape a little bit together and talk about the things that make us happy. Like, of course, what I'm talking about is show business, movies, TV, comedy, music, fun stuff happening in Wisconsin. Let's get into it. Conrad, how are you today?
I think just the nice weather enough makes me feel better, you know?
Yeah, it's crazy, too, because it's supposed to be, like, at least here in northern... Now, we're north. I don't even know. Like, in Milwaukee, Madison, not that it's, like, in the high 70s there, but it could be even a little warmer. Like, this whole week, I think it's supposed to be in the 50s and sunny, if I'm not mistaken.
I heard that tomorrow is supposed to be 50 as well. I haven't checked out the other days yet, but
right.
I definitely heard about tomorrow, and I'm excited to wear more shorts.
I bet you are. Look at these days of the year. National Men Make Dinner Day.
I thought that was stupid.
What year is this?
I put that on there because exactly.
That's hilarious. I think I'm going to switch up the old question of the night here because I have something else came to my attention. Are you on LinkedIn?
Yeah.
All right. So lately, I've been getting these updates from them, and I don't really use LinkedIn. For people in my line of work, it's not really that helpful. They don't hire writers, or I guess they hire some radio personalities on LinkedIn, but, you know, I don't really comb the site for that. Obviously, I have a great gig here. I love it. But I do get these notifications from the network, or from the LinkedIn network that say, Pete, tells you, like, what is going on? Someone has a birthday that I don't know that works for IBM in Seattle. Like, what? How am I supposed to leverage? How am I supposed to network with that? And showbiz people, they're on LinkedIn, but they don't really do much. It's not like people really look for acting work or writing work on LinkedIn. I'm not saying it can't happen, but I just want to say, and I'm not bragging. Last night, it said, Pete, 9 people viewed your profile. So long, suckers. I am checking out. What's on your profile? What do you have?
So I got to say, I fell for the trap one time and I paid for
it. You got premium?
I got premium because I was like, it was before I just graduated college and I was like, I was kind of scared because I have my whole life before me right there.
Sure.
And some people around me when I graduated, they're like, oh yeah, I got a job already. I already internship with them. They just put me on full. My internship didn't go like that. I got experience there, but they're like, we don't need you at that position. So thank you for your work though. So I was like kind of nervous about.
But did you get it because of LinkedIn?
I got this job. I did not.
No,
I got
not this one, but your internship.
That one I actually got from Handshake, I believe it's called. It's what my teachers and stuff for my professors were like, use this one because it's we have a Milwaukee section, UWM section that, you know. But I was looking for a job and I fell for the trap because I was like, 11 people viewed your profile. I was like, well, it doesn't tell me who.
I know.
So I was like,
right.
All right, I guess I'll try it. It was like,
but if they viewed your profile and are interested in you, everything they need is in your profile. Like, you just look like a psycho, I think. Like, sometimes I'll see that someone has viewed my profile, so I'll go view their profile. And it's like, then it's just this awkward, like you're at a dance and you don't have the guts to ask somebody to dance. I haven't heard too many. Now, maybe in the business world, it's different. Maybe people really do benefit from LinkedIn, but I don't think I've ever gotten anything from it.
I just try to find these companies, like maybe I can reach out to them after I see they viewed me, but it was like companies I've never heard of. It's like some are scams too. They're like, remote job, work from home and make $80,000 a year. Like,
right. Yeah, sure.
But I think that actually Indeed is better
than LinkedIn
because it doesn't have as much as LinkedIn does. LinkedIn kind of feels like a social media app now.
Right.
Not compared to like people actually wanting to get a job and work.
Do you think LinkedIn is a good place to meet girls?
Maybe. they see that you wrote your profile. They're like, oh, he's cute.
Let's see if there's a LinkedIn. If you're part of a LinkedIn love story, if there was a love connection made on LinkedIn, I would love to hear from you. And look, it's a nice resource because you could see all the companies. You know, you at least know what companies are out there and a way to contact them, I guess. But I don't know. I'm sure a lot of people have gotten stuff from LinkedIn, but in my line of work, I don't think it's very useful.
Yeah.
But it does lead me to our question tonight. What is the most or least useful social media platform? Let us know what you think. 855-752-4842. For me, it's LinkedIn. But I love Facebook. I will say I don't love Facebook, but I feel like Facebook is my there's enough young people on Facebook and older people. It's a nice mix of where I'm at in life. It's a great way for me to keep in touch with friends who I have from all over America. I really like it for that. And I don't really use X or Twitter other than for this show. So I think Facebook is my most useful just from a social standpoint of keeping in touch with people. And LinkedIn is my least useful. So let me know what you think. 855-752-4842. That's tonight's question of the night. What is the most or least useful social media platform in your life? We will read your text on the radio. Conrad, how can people watch the radio?
Yes. So on the most useless one, it's Facebook.
That's your most useful? Useless?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, but no.
That's because you're younger.
But go to Nightlight with Pete Schwab on Facebook, and I'll appreciate it.
Then it's all about the usefulness.
Then it is. Yeah. We're also on WGBW and WISS. And then on YouTube, Civic Media or WGBW. And on Twitter, Civic Media or WGBW.
That works. Let us know. Great to have you join. Any way you do it, you could even use the Civic Media app. That is a great way to follow Nightlight and all your favorite shows at Civic Media. Give us a like or a follow if you're on one of these platforms. We'd love to get those.
I heard back from, I love this event, this Napoleon Dynamite Live Saturday night in Madison. I really wish I could go to that. So I reached back out to the agent or the PR person who set us up with John Grise on Monday. And he gave me John's email and phone number, and John and I have been talking back and forth. I want to have him back on. He says he's got a lot of stuff coming up. He'd love to come back on the show. But I said, you know, if you want to get John Hader on the show or Efren Ramirez, who played Pedro, I said, we have a slot open Friday night. We could make one last push for tickets and talk more about this awesome event, Napoleon Dynamite Live. I don't know why more places don't do that.
Yeah.
Have the cast of a movie there.
That's so cool.
It would be great. Like Swingers would be a great one to do.
Yes. Get Vince Vaughn on the show.
Get Vince Vaughn, John Favreau, all those guys. Ron Livingston was in that movie. Heather Graham, born in Wisconsin, by the way. So anyway, that was exciting. And I really wish, I wish I lived closer to Madison right now. If you are in the market for a live show this weekend, check out Napoleon Dynamite Live at the Barrymore Theater. Saturday night, the cast is going to be there. It's a meet and greet. They're going to watch the movie. It's going to be a blast. So I sent you some audio also from Blues, Brews, and Barbecues. Did you get
that? Yes, I got all those files this morning.
I went there Saturday night. It was so much fun. It was packed. And Joe Moss was playing, and I got some great audio from the people that went, asked them some fun questions. And I met one of the people who won tickets to the event on this show.
Oh, that's awesome.
He came up to me. He's like, hey, man, I'm here because of your show. It was great. I mean, he probably would have gone anyway, but it was nice that we were able to throw him some free tickets. You know? So he's on that thing, too. So we'll probably play that tomorrow night, some audio from Blues, Brews, and Barbecues from last weekend. Lots of fun up at the Community Rec Center in Marinette, and Sean Katzbach probably still hasn't recovered. He was walking all over the place and burning those calories, but it was great to see Sean out there as well. All right, great guest tonight, Stuart J. Wattles, who covers Southeast Wisconsin for Civic Media, does all the news down there, just a really solid news guy and a really fun guy to talk to when it comes to entertainment. He is going to make our popcorn pick of the week. That's coming up at 6:35. So just a few minutes away from the popcorn pick of the week. We always have fun with that. We talk about our favorite movie snacks, and then we get a pick of something to watch, a movie to watch, from our guest, who is Stuart J. Wattles. Can't wait to talk to Stuart J. And then at 7:20, our old pal Matt Miller, Milwaukee film critic, will join us to talk. You know, we're going to have a running theme through this show, too, and that is Matthew McConaughey, because it's his birthday this week. We've got clips of McConaughey from Dazed and Confused, which kind of launched his career, made him a star. Richard Linklater film, great film. And then I have a clip from him in Lone Star, too, where he's got like 5 minutes of screen time, but it's with Kris Kristofferson. And McConaughey is just kind of sitting at this table. And I remember before I saw that film reading a review, Chris Cooper plays the lead, and I think Elizabeth Peña plays the female lead. And they were calling him the next Marlon Brando. Now, I don't think that's happened, but Matthew McConaughey, he is a really good actor, whether he's doing comedy or serious stuff or whatever. So we have a clip from Lone Star. We've got some clips from Dazed and Confused coming up. We'll talk about that. Stuart J. Wattles is here. Matt Miller is here. And we're going to talk about movies that are coming to the theaters this week next. There's some really good ones that are reviewing very well. And believe it or not, a couple of them are Christmas movies. Are you kidding me? Opening November 8th? That's insane. But we'll talk about it next on Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Wisconsin Decides 2024, and this is the only place you received election results from across the state live.
And you're responding to our coverage.
I just want to thank you for being there for us.
Wisconsin is not people that are sore losers.
Well, no matter what happens, there will be a tomorrow, and that's what I'm looking forward to.
Here for you after the election or any time.
Real news and great conversation on 97.9 WGBW and the Civic Media app. The Dom Salvia Show.
I had somebody recently in one of the classes I was teaching saying to me, I don't do politics, Mr. Santel. I don't spend all my time watching MSNBC and reading the opinion columns. I get that.
You might not do politics, but sooner or later, politics is going to do you. Yeah. You got to have some basic level of understanding of what government is about and how it functions and a little bit of the history of it.
You need to do enough.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by Adopt US Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
From the lakeshore to Lake Winnebago.
Door to Fond du Lac counties.
Northeast Wisconsin is special for many different reasons. I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Terry Barr. Family and fun.
Safe communities and friends. We're featuring all of it as part of New Wisco Weekend, a news magazine show just for you, and highlighting what makes the Fox Valley and Green Bay area a great place to live.
Join us.
New Wisco Weekend, Saturday mornings at 8. Sundays at 11 on WGBW and WISS and the Civic Media app. This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Our question tonight is, what is your favorite or least favorite social media platform? Mine is LinkedIn. My least useful is LinkedIn. Because I just, in my line of work, people aren't going to LinkedIn. My most useful is Facebook. I keep in touch with a lot of people that way. Conrad, did you answer that question?
I'd say the most useful one I use, if we're saying the one I use the most regularly, it would be probably Instagram. Okay. I use that one the most. But also, I'll do like a 1A and 1B for that.
Okay.
Reddit is just, you search for anything on whatever, Google or any Safari or whatever, you will get an answer from some Reddit discussion.
Yeah, that's true.
But you don't know if it's true, but...
Is that considered a social media platform, though? It seems like more of a... I don't know, because do you have a profile there?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yep. A lot of discussion on it. I use it sometimes. I don't say I use it really that often.
Yeah.
But if I just like have a question about, like, I don't know, technology somewhere, find it's probably somewhere on there.
Interesting.
But I would actually probably agree with your use. It's just LinkedIn, I don't use that often, especially when you have a job that you like.
Yeah.
Then you're just like, well... I see a lot of people like posting more about what their company does.
Right.
I think that's useful. But on the other side, you're like, eh.
I don't check it that often, too. Like, yeah. if I wanted to keep up with LinkedIn, I'd have to go, oh, I have to respond to birthday wishes from 3 years ago. Because I just don't check it that often. And, yeah. But, you know, that's just me. I think, obviously, some people get some use out of it. Annie in Watertown. Where are we here with our text? I cannot find. I am completely. Okay, there we go. Sherry says, good evening, Pete and Conrad. Good evening, Sherry. Great to have you with us, as always. Sherry says, I keep in touch with Facebook. Don't have any other but Instagram. See, the gram I look at like it's Facebook, basically, but it's.
Yeah, it's the same company.
It's the same company. Yeah. And you, I just think you can get a little more detail with Facebook. But if you just want to, if it's just a photo or something, I do use Instagram for the reels. I love watching the reels.
Yeah, they're hilarious.
Just great. And I honestly, I cannot even, I have tears in my eyes sometimes when I'm watching some of the reels. Sherry says, she's Facebook friends with me. That is correct, Sherry. You're one of my valued Facebook friends. And one of the ones I actually know. I don't even have a ton of Facebook friends. I think I have like 1,600, and that's a lot. But most of my friends, they have like 5,000, like they're maxed out. Wow. And they use it as followers, like in their stand-up career, acting career, whatever. I'm not that active. I probably should have a friends page that has like 300 people and then just an acquaintance page. But to do that now would be insanity. But Sherry is one of the friends I know there, and I'm happy we're friends, Sherry. Annie from Watertown says, to the Pete Schwabe Show, family of five girls. Two husbands are the meal guys in the house, one in equal competition, one fairly competent. One single gal finds competitively competent fellas more often than not over 40 years. Yeah, I mean, she continues. She says, so in the age of baby boomers, I guess guys are already able to step up. Next generation, best chefs are my nephews. Interesting. I mean, I will say I don't really necessarily like to cook, but when I make something, I think I do a pretty good job. I like to make, like, occasionally I'll make Asian food at home or, like, Mediterranean food, and I'm very meticulous when I do it, so it tastes decent. But I can't, like, my wife will just cook something, and it's very good, and she'll do that often. I have no desire to be that person.
Do you ever make peach cobbler?
Oh, God, I wish I did.
Peach Schwabe's making peach cobbler.
Stop in for Peach Schwabe's peach cobbler. But don't get the two confused, because one of them tastes better than the other. We won't tell you which one. Yeah, I don't. Peach cobbler. What was the other one? Oh, John Reed. Peach guava. He thought peach guava was a dessert.
Peach guava.
Peach guava. That sounds even more tasty, actually. So keep those texts coming, folks. You could text us, as you know, about anything we're talking about. It's just pure fun silliness. But our question tonight is, what is your most least or your most useful social media platform? And what do you think is the least useful? So there you go. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Where are we going? You know, there's a lot of good movies opening this weekend.
Really?
There are four that I write about in the Hollywood Beats I do that play at the bottom of the hour throughout the day. And there are two holiday movies already. I thought holiday season kicked off next week, which I still think, well, not for holiday movies, but Christmas movies, I feel like they should drop like Thanksgiving weekend. But if it's like a movie like Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, anytime in November. But there are two Christmas movies opening this weekend. One is called Best Christmas Pageant Ever. It's in wide release. It's getting very good reviews. And Lauren Graham from the Gilmore Girls is in it. It's got kind of an ensemble cast, no huge stars, but it's being marketed as a comedy that's perfect for the family. And I love that it's getting good reviews. I don't think some of the newer Christmas films are great. A lot of them seem like they're just kind of thrown together. It's not like Frank Capra putting his heart and soul into, you know, It's a Wonderful Life. Or even Home Alone. I mean,
yeah,
some of them just seem so contrived. But another Christmas film opening this week is, and it's in limited release, so probably Madison, Milwaukee, maybe Green Bay. It's called Christmas Eve in Miller's Point, a comedy about some teenage kids getting together at Christmas in their house for maybe the last time. I don't know if they're selling the house or what, but they get into hijinks around the town, crash a couple things. It sounds fun, and it's getting like a crazy... One of these films, what one was it? I think it was The Best Christmas Pageant Ever, is getting a 100% favorable audience score and an 86 from critics. This one, Christmas Eve in Miller's Point, is getting an 86 on Rotten Tomatoes. So both of those are getting an 86. That's incredible. So,
yeah.
You know, my theory, I think critics are a little more lenient these days, but two good ones to check out. And then if you want horror, Hugh Grant is in a film called Heretic, where he plays Mr. Reed, who takes in two missionaries and makes their life literally haunts them.
Oh, I saw the commercial for that. That scared me.
Did you say the commercial?
The trailer. Sorry, the trailer.
But that's getting good reviews too.
Yeah.
So, and then there's another one, Weekend in Taipei, I think it's called. Action, like a Mr. and Mrs. Smith thing. Box office, holiday box office, heating up, folks. Check out the movies this weekend. Stuart J. Waddles is here next to make our popcorn pick of the week and talk about movie snacks. And I got a lot of questions for Stuart. Maybe even a Matthew McConaughey one. We'll see what happens. It's Pete Schwabe and Nightlife on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor. ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. President-elect Trump makes his first hire, naming campaign manager Susie Wiles as his chief of staff.
Wiles, who served as Trump's campaign manager for the entire campaign, is said to have requested more control over who gets access to the Oval Office. Sources say Congresswoman Elise Stefanik is the leading candidate for ambassador to the United Nations. She's called for readdressing U.S. funds for the U.N. Other names floated for cabinet positions include Marco Rubio, potentially for Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo for Secretary of Defense, and Mike Lee, potentially for Attorney General.
ABC's Christiane Cordero. Convicted January 6th rioter Zachary Allam draws 8 years in the penitentiary. He had demanded a pardon, citing President-elect Trump's victory as a vindication of his actions that day. Officials in Ventura County, California say 132 structures, mainly houses, have been destroyed by an ongoing wildfire. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
The Bucks beat the Jazz. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks with a 123-100 win over the Utah Jazz last night in Milwaukee. That ended the Bucks' six-game losing streak. Now tonight, they're in New York to play the Knicks at Madison Square Garden before returning here when seven of their next eight games are at home. Doc Rivers asked, was it important to finally get a W?
Yeah, you know, it was a home game. We've lost two home games, so really important for us to win this game. We go back out on the road, and then when we come back, we get to actually stay at home.
College hoops, the Badgers with a 79-67 victory over Montana State. Guard John Blackwell on Wisconsin finding a variety of ways of putting up points.
We try to get to the free throw line as much as possible. Like last game, I think we were in double bonus early, and this game we were in double bonus. So whatever we can do to get free points from the line, I mean, we're trying to do that.
The state high school volleyball tournament going on in Green Bay. Middleton versus Hamilton tonight for the boys' state title. Girls' semifinals today with their state title game tomorrow night. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Thinking about heading to the theater this weekend? Here are some films that might be up your alley. Hugh Grant stars in Heretic, a film about two young missionaries who knock on the wrong door and end up fighting for their lives in a house owned by the nefarious Mr. Reed, played by Grant. The film is getting mad reviews at 94% on Rotten Tomatoes. Check out another film in wide release this week called Weekend in Taipei. It has kind of a Mr. and Mrs. Smith feel to it, but reviews are very mediocre so far. If you want to get a jumpstart on your holiday movie watching, you have two choices. Best Christmas Pageant Ever is being released wide and pulling in 86% on Rotten Tomatoes, but has a 100% favorable audience score. Another Christmas film in limited release this weekend is Christmas Eve in Miller's Point, a comedy drama starring Michael Cera and Elsie Fisher, where a family descends on their home for the final time. The film is currently getting an 86% on Rotten Tomatoes. If you're scoring at home, that sounds like four winners to me, so let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny today with a high in the mid to upper 50s this afternoon. Tonight will be partly cloudy with a low dropping into the mid 30s. Tomorrow we may see a little sunshine early, then clouds and showers with a high in the mid 50s. By Sunday, showers in the morning, ending in the afternoon with a high in the mid 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently it's 42.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Jeannie from Eau Claire.
I am thankful for Civic Media, the on-air talent, the technicians, the producers, the new staff, and especially Mr. Sage Wild. It's a very, very sad, shocking day for me, but I still have hope because I have hope in you guys. Keep up the great work.
Thank you, Jeannie. You give us hope. Appreciate you listening.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Lena Bloom for The Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash bail makes poverty a crime. That's why The Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time for a TGIF Friday edition of the show, a board game of the week by our own Aaron Zomers and more. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
One, two, three, four!
Welcome back. Our question tonight is, what is your most useful or least useful social media platform? You can let us know at 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. It is time, ladies and gentlemen. What is it time for, Conrad?
The popcorn pick of the week.
Let's do it, Stretch. Do we have a...
Oh, you...
Yeah, we have a whole intro
fancy
thing
music
do.
Or something? Yeah. Some build-up? Or what are we waiting for here, Connie?
Here it is.
Stuart needs a little more pomp and circumstance. All right,
it's time for the Nightlight Popcorn Pick of the Week, where we recommend a movie that you'll either enjoy or won't. Here's your host, Pete Schwabba.
Conrad, you had that look.
That's perfect.
He had that look on his face like when Homer was getting things explained to, and he just says,
I wish I was at home with a big bag of potato chips.
But he rallied. Well done, Conrad. How you doing, Stuart?
Hey, well, thanks, bud. How you doing?
I'm doing great. That is the voice of Stuart J. Waddles. He covers Southeast Wisconsin for Civic Media. Does a great job doing news down there. And he's also a great dad, a lover of movies and TV and all kinds of good stuff. An all-around good dude. Great to have you here helping us make, well, what will be ultimately your popcorn pick of the week. And you know it can be a new movie you've seen, a kid's movie, a classic, something you've seen in the past. We're not fussy. But we'll talk about popcorn first, Stuart. What do you like to? What's your favorite snack when you eat a, when you watch a movie?
Well, very timely this time of year. I got three kids, and they're all trick or treating, and they're getting more candy than they're ever going to eat. So I get to experiment, get to reach down in the bag and try something new.
Right?
Have you tried these Nerds clusters?
Yes.
Aren't they delicious? Those are something, man.
You know what? I tried those this summer, and I was like, this might be the best food I've ever had.
It's another level. And what's nice about it is that you don't get the thick nerd crunch you're used to. It's like a more subdued crunch that's not going to break your tooth.
It's a more nuanced. It's for the sophisticated palate.
Right.
It's the nerd clusters.
Yeah, but those nerd clusters are worth trying. They're pricey, though.
Are they?
I'll take them out of my kid's bag, but I looked at them at Walgreens last week, and I'm like, no, they're not that good.
Isn't all candy crazy pricey
now? It's insane.
Now?
Yeah, it's insane.
It's not like inflation. It's just more expensive the last 10 years, I would say.
I've never trusted big chocolate, Pete, and you know that.
That is
the
word
other ones.
On the
Milk Duds. Milk Duds are classics. I've rediscovered the Milk Duds. You reach your hand in the bag, you see a box of the box sticks out. You reach your hand in the bag, and there's usually it's, you know, like a Snickers or a Milky Way. That box of the Milk Duds, those stick out and they'll get you. Those are good though.
What's this boxy treat? It can only be one.
Boxed treat? Better not be a Junior Mint.
Oh, I could live with Junior Mints too.
No but way. That's not candy. That's after dinner stuff.
But it's candy. It's sophisticated. Look, Milk Duds. Conrad, was that your least favorite Halloween? You and Conrad should have an arm wrestle because I think, settle this like gentlemen.
Conrad didn't like the Milk Duds?
I cannot do Milk Duds.
He's got his quirks.
Well, you can't do it or you don't want to.
It's just that it takes like 8 hours to chew it. I just don't like that.
That's the value though. there's value in that. More mouth movement for your penny.
You burn calories while you chew. That's like I don't know. Is that a that's kind of a throwback? You could still eat those though. They still sell those in movie theaters. And I don't even think I see Milk Duds in drugstores anymore or like at Walgreens. But they still have them at the movie theaters.
You'll find a Rolo in a Speedway or a Quick Trip, but the Milk Duds you won't see much, and that's a different caramel or caramel. Where are we coming down on that? Caramel, right? Caramel.
Yeah, I think I would go caramel.
Okay,
you go caramel. Let me ask my friend Paulina.
Paulina. Just to be a jerk sometimes. Yeah. You know?
just to rankle people's feathers.
Yeah.
So, all right. So what about popcorn, Stu? Do you eat popcorn when you watch movies?
Well, I used to. The doctor said I shouldn't eat it, but I'm not even sure if the doctor knows that I shouldn't eat it. I had diverticulitis like probably 10 years ago.
Oh, man.
And they said that we're not really sure. Maybe you don't eat popcorn or nuts, but maybe not. So I try not to eat it, but... You know, every once in a while, it looks so good.
do me a favor before you leave.
Yeah.
Give us the name of that doctor so we never know to go. We know never to go to see that
doctor. No, this is very common. You look up diverticulitis and there's like, it's half and half. There's half the people of the knowledgeable folks saying, yeah, it doesn't matter. And half of them saying, no, it gets caught in there and it's going to lead to another. And so my experience wasn't a great one in the hospital. So I avoid that stuff if I can.
Yeah. Well, I would,
but I'll eat a Snickers out of my kid's candy bag. So.
All right. So you don't do popcorn. Let's say you're going to stream something at home.
All right.
What kind of snack are you going to make yourself?
Probably some sort of Little Debbie treat because they're cost effective.
Ooh. Yes.
Like the peanut butter covered in chocolate.
Nutty bars.
Put them in the freezer. Well, not the nutty bars.
Oh.
Peanut butter rolls. Or I'm not even sure what they're called. But you put them in the freezer so they harden up a little bit.
Little Debbie is almost so cheap. You almost can't afford not to buy those trays. They're so cost effective.
Yeah, because they're next to the Hostess and they're double the price. And I'm like, I'm stupid for passing right on the ho-hos. Are they ho-hos? No, they're the Swiss cake rolls. Sorry.
Oh, the Little Debbie version. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But those are good. I would go for I've been into you could buy pistachios. I used to love pistachios. But man, by the time I was done breaking them with my fingernails, I needed to put an ace bandage around my thumbs because it was so much work. Now they sell them shelled. That's probably my favorite movie snack for when I'm at home.
Really?
But I don't know. Yeah. I try to be a little more healthy.
Are you getting paid by Big Nut? What? Is that a very common thing? I don't know of anybody that has, snacks on pistachios during a movie.
Listen, I would love to be paid by Big Nut. If I could get some of that Big Nut money, get a taste of that, I'd be all over it. So
oh, yeah.
I can hawk any product. I could do cough drops during movies if people would pay me.
Yeah, let's redirect here because this could go bad.
Yeah, I think it already has.
Yeah.
All right, so you have movie snacks, TV snacks. You don't do popcorn. Let me ask you this because this was our question of the night last night. Nicolas Cage is getting his own film festival. It's called Nicolas Uncaged.
Okay.
And do you have a favorite Nicolas Cage movie? Where do you stand on Nicolas Cage?
I'm pro Nicolas Cage.
Same.
I have always have been. I think The Rock would have to be. It's just an action movie, and he's kind of on display there.
Right.
What's the one where he was drunk in Las Vegas? Oh,
Leaving Las Vegas. Yeah.
Yeah, very sad movie, but an excellent performance in a film.
Oscar. Right. He won an Oscar for that, I think.
Yeah, yeah, as well he should. So
yeah, it was great.
I'd put those two up there.
Adaptation. Did you see Adaptation?
I haven't seen Adaptation.
Really good movie. I think, what was the one I was talking about yesterday, Connor? Oh, Birdie? With Matthew Modine. Have you seen that film with Nicolas Cage from the 80s? Really good film.
I got three young kids. I haven't seen much recently at all.
Okay, fair enough.
What I do see coming across about Nicolas Cage is I see that interview from Italian TV or some sort of European show from the 80s when you could tell things were going on. He comes out acting like a madman and you can tell probably he's on something.
Really? Yeah. I've never heard that.
I'll put that in the chat.
Yeah. Let's start a rumor. What about The Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent? Have you seen that Nicolas Cage film?
No, I haven't. I'm way behind.
I think
I need to get to this film festival.
Would that be?
Let's go.
Is that suitable for kids, Conrad?
No.
Oh, it's not?
But
I don't remember anything. It's so funny, though. You would love it.
Yes.
Maybe not for the kids, though.
It's not for the kids.
Okay.
But they talk about a movie in that is for the kids. Paddington 2.
Paddington 2.
He really liked that movie.
Yeah. He gets an arms dealer, brings him to an island for his birthday because he's the biggest Nicolas Cage fan and pays him a ton of money, and Nicolas Cage needs the money. So he's kind of making fun of himself because he's been at that point in his career where he's done movies, obviously, for the money. And this gunrunner, his favorite movie is Paddington 2, and they watch it together. It's a very sweet scene, a very funny scene. It's a really good movie. I think you'll dig it. All right. So what movie star, Stuart, do you think should have his own movie festival aside from Steve Guttenberg?
Dom DeLuise.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Dom DeLuise. Is there enough of them? I mean, you could do a Cannonball Run weekend feature, do a double back.
You got Cannonball Run. You got Blazing Saddles. You got Fatso.
Yeah.
The End. I think he was in that movie, The End, with Burt Reynolds. Love Dom DeLuise.
Yeah, but Burt Reynolds, I think, would be that would be almost too obvious, but there's plenty of material to mine there with Burt Reynolds.
Absolutely.
You could do two full days of films.
That's true.
And a wide range.
Absolutely. All right, so I think we're ready. It's that time of the week. We're going to get our popcorn pick of the week. I know Stuart's got a good film he's going to recommend. Conrad, are you ready, Stu?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Conrad, if you please. Here is the Nightlight popcorn pick of the week, brought to you by Stuart J. Waddles, who covers Southeast Wisconsin for Civic Media.
Short Circuit, 1986.
Whoa.
Yeah. Looking back, I think it's kind of problematic for some because of Fisher Stevens' performance. Have you seen this film, Pete?
I'm hit or miss on Fisher Stevens, but what did he do in
that? Well, I think they would call it, he's working. It's the reason that they got rid of Apu is the reason that this is kind of problematic now, because he's doing a character. What are you talking like this? And he's, not sure if they did like a treatment to his face, but I was like 8 years old when this movie came out and I watched it nonstop for a long time.
Oh, so wow.
I haven't seen it in forever. And like last week when we were talking about this, I'm like, I went back and watched it. It's all right. It kind of holds up. It's funny. Kids would like it. I think that was the original intent of the film. But,
yeah.
You got the Steve Guttenberg, Ali Sheedy is in it.
Oh, I remember Ali Sheedy was in it. That's right.
When an experimental military robot is hit by lightning, it's given consciousness.
Oh,
so
wow.
The robot comes alive and it becomes like, it wants to learn things and it doesn't want to be part of the military. There's a whole 80s anti-defense department theme to it.
Yeah.
Where like the military's the bad guy.
Right. It's a draft, a draft dodging robot.
Yeah, but again, there are a lot of memorable lines that as a kid that I ran around saying for probably years.
Like, yeah, I kind of remember that.
Hey, laser lips, your mother was a snowblower. Yeah, that was a funny line. And then he's disassembling. The funny movie back when I was a kid. And it kind of holds up a little bit. Short Circuit 2, I remember watching that one too. There was a sequel.
Whoa. Okay. Now, do your kids, would you show that movie to your kids? Have they?
Not yet.
Okay.
I got a range. That's the problem. The older one could probably handle it, but the 3-year-old's not going to want to see a missile being fired from a robot's shoulder and a bunch of other robots.
Oh,
wow. It can get weird at this point, but yeah.
Conrad's nodding his head. What does that mean, Conrad?
I just don't think they'd like that. Remember we were talking with Jimmy yesterday and he said, yeah, they don't have that attention span either.
Yeah.
80s were different, man.
Right. Yeah. You could take your time a little bit. Well, that's a great popcorn pick of the week. I love that. So and it's always great to get a movie where we can revisit because you kind of forget about some of these films, you know.
Well, what I thought about watching it is like that capture of time in 1985 when they're making this film. What's on her shelves? What's in the background TV? What are the cars on the road? You see the Cutlass and it's like, what did we do? What did we throw away? All these great, beautiful old cars.
Yeah, it's funny.
The time
I love those
elements.
The 80s, like sometimes you'll see like a Max Headroom reference or something. And I'm watching the show Lioness right now on Paramount Plus. And before they go to a break, or no, before they bring the show on, after the opening credits, you hear that My MTV. It's like very old school. And I guess MTV Films makes the show, but I kind of had forgotten about that. I didn't even think they used that kind of jingle anymore or whatever. It's great.
Oh, I remember the doom da doom 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 doom. I think the little intro to MTV News.
Oh yeah, with
one
Kurt
of those
Loder.
Little earworms. Yeah, that, I think it's from a Megadeth song.
Oh, no
that
kidding.
Little brief little clip. Yeah,
your kids will love that band. Hey, can you stick around for a little Matthew McConaughey talk for a couple minutes? All right, Stuart J. Waddles is here. He covers news
all right.
Southeast Wisconsin. He knows the drill. He knows Matthew McConaughey. We're talking to Stuart. We'll be right back with some Matthew McConaughey talk. This is Nightlight with Peach Wabba on the Civic Media Radio Network. Well, I never feel alone when I'm out in the street. In the crowd, I feel at home. The black and white, they cruise by. They watch us from the corner of their eye. But there ain't no doubt, early down here, we're gonna take what the heck out. When I'm out, I walk the way I wanna walk. When I'm out on the street, I talk the way I wanna talk.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
Let's get back to live music in the lair with Kaylin Cole. The next song you have for us tonight is called 1103. Yes. Is that a time or a flight number?
Oh, that's actually really good. That's a good idea. I think I might have to write another song with that. You'll get 50%.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at maxincradio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Todd Alba Show.
Brady joining us live via phone.
I tell the guys before every game, and honestly try to do it before every practice, challenge is going to come. This team is not just going to show up and allow us to walk all over them and win. Really what matters is how are we going to respond to that. And if you can adapt and use it as a learning opportunity, it's going to set you up to go accomplish darn near anything you want to.
I think there are a lot of people that need to hear that message today.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
It is absolutely disgusting for conservatives to suggest that because someone is poor or struggling, that they lack judgment. If anybody needs morality policing, it's rich folks, for crying out loud, not people who are struggling to put food on the table and keep a roof over their heads.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Alba Show.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Tom from New Berlin says, pistachio rocks. Pistachios, I think he meant pistachios rock. Pistachio rocks. Just one pistachio rocks. I like opening them, but yes, unshelled, you can binge. And you know what's great? They have, Tom, I don't know if you've tried these, but they have like a sea salt and pepper. It is a dynamite snack and kind of healthy. You can kind of tell yourself this is better than chips because they have fiber, you know, all that kind of stuff. Tom says, Stephanie. Oh, is that a Nicolas Cage film?
No, it's from Short Circuit. Stephanie.
Oh,
that's what the
okay.
robot says.
All right. Tom from New Berlin falls. Says he yeah. loves the movie, Stu. And then he continues and says, Jim Carrey, Jerry Lewis, love the actor. Seeing TJ Miller at the improv. Thanks, Pete. At the end of the You Put My Hair Fire.
Tom. It's voice to text, man. That's what I'm guessing. I'm thinking Tom is doing voice to text.
All I know is Tom's a good dude, and I think he was going for something good there. He says enabler. Yeah, Bridget from the 818 says, not into Facebook. Find a lot, if not authentic. Tired of hearing about everyone's absolutely wonderful and perfect life. I like TikTok, entertaining and educational. Okay, that's our first TikTok one. Stuart, do you have a social media platform you find really useful and one you don't?
I'm with Conrad. I'm with Connie. Reddit can be very useful if yeah. you know how to look and know how to search. Because the Reddit search stinks. If you use Google to search Reddit, you're far better off. And there's great, I mean, there's a whole lawn care subreddit. So if you've got a question about when to put some grass seed down or when to aerate, I mean, it's a great resource for that kind of things. And like he said, technology. Usually if you're running into some sort of problem with a computer, there's somebody else out there that has had the same problem. And you can figure it out by searching. And Reddit is usually where I end up when I'm trying to figure those things out.
I agree.
Reddit's useful. I find X is very useful for news purposes. TikTok, I got no use for. And the Instagram, it's just not my age bracket. It's not
right.
Not where I should be. Not where I should be hanging out.
I agree with you. Like when it comes to technology stuff with Reddit, because I've always used Max. I have a love-hate relationship with them. But when you... I cannot believe the detail people put into trying to help other people. I love that. Someone's
Isn't
taking time out of their day. Yeah. And they're saving you a trip to the Genius Bar at Mac or whatever, at least in my case. I mean, yeah, it's fantastic. So I totally agree with that. Maybe I need to use Reddit more. That's cool.
Well, and it's currently Reddit. It used to be forums. Like you had to go into each of these individual forums for like the AV wiring, or if you were into old school gaming emulation. You had to go into that forum.
Right.
But now it's all, Reddit has got the subreddit and it's all kind of broken up there. But there are elements of garbage on that website too.
Have you seen their forum about how to make a fertilizer bomb? Really helpful.
No, I don't know, but I'm going to call the feds right now on you.
They already have a file on me. Relax. Stuart J. Waddles is my guest. He covers news for Civic Media in Southeast Wisconsin down at WRJN. Beautiful studio now there, huh?
WRJN, yeah. WAUK, taking care of the Wisconsin side of the megalopolis.
Fantastic. Where are you at with Matthew McConaughey? It's his birthday this week. We've got clips we're going to play after the news break. When I love him, I love him. And then he does some bad movies, too. You could say that about a lot of actors, but I really do think he's a good actor.
Well, I'm going through and look at everything that he's done. And again, I got three young kids. So like in the past 10 years, movies ain't my thing. I haven't been able to watch anything. But looking back at the ones that he's done, they're like Tropic Thunder, I think, is almost my all time. It might be my favorite top three.
Was he in that? I don't even remember him in that.
He was the agent. Wasn't he the agent that would that was working for? And I think from what I read, Owen Wilson was originally meant for that role, but he had some issues. So Matthew McConaughey was brought in to be the agent. But Dazed and Confused.
Love it.
That was great. Yeah.
Great.
And then animated movie. He did a voice as a koala bear on this movie, Sing. A bunch of animals getting together.
Yes.
Yeah, Sing's pretty good.
Great
he was
movie.
In that. And it's one of those performances, like it's he does a good job with the voice acting. Like he kind of takes you out of being Matthew McConaughey, which is difficult given that guy's voice.
Given that guy's voice, and I don't know if have you ever seen a film called Lone Star? Chris Cooper and Elizabeth Pena are the two leads. It's kind of a noirish Texas movie, a mystery. Chris Christopherson plays a really bad sheriff. And McConaughey has a scene where he's in the film, he's Chris Cooper's dad and they're flashbacks and they show him confronting Chris Christopherson. He's so good. After that 5-minute scene, people were talking about him as the next Marlon Brando. And he obviously didn't become that yet anyway, but he was so good and so scene stealing in just a short amount of time. I really think
I know what you mean. I know what you mean. I got three Lincolns in my driveway. He is so good at doing what he does,
yes,
convinced me to buy three of them.
You're a guy. You're a married man.
But you see him in those car commercials.
Yeah.
I couldn't help but
you say that could be me.
Yeah. So I went and got. He's an interesting fella. You know his dad was drafted by the Packers.
Oh, I did not know that.
His dad was selected by the Packers in the 27th round of the 1953 draft.
Didn't
play for him. He never ended up playing a game in the NFL, but he was drafted.
No kidding.
Yeah, weird, huh?
Very weird. He's like a modern day Steve Guttenberg, Matthew McConaughey. I don't know if I'm alone or on an island there, but
I don't want to put down Steve Guttenberg.
Goody's got some big shoes to fill.
I don't have to question who made Matthew McConaughey a star. You know what I mean? Steve Guttenberg, who made this guy a star? Matthew McConaughey, he's got that.
Oh,
what the kids call the Riz.
I was going to pull that clip, wasn't I? And I totally forgot about pulling the Simpsons clip.
That's all right. We'll get it next time.
I have a couple more questions. If you can't stick around, I get it. I know you got three kids, but if you can hang through
let's do it.
All right. Well, just a few more minutes after the break. Stuart Waddles is going to hang out for a few more minutes. I'm going to ask him about holiday movies and if it's too early to watch them, and what his favorites are that he likes to watch with his kids, after we continue this conversation about the new Steve Guttenberg, Matthew McConaughey. This is Peach Wabbit and Nightlight. Stay tuned for Civic Media, award-winning news here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
On the next New Wisco Weekend, we're honoring veterans for their service. I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Terry Barr. A special program brings veterans home. Another teaches guitar and so much more.
Saturday morning at 8, Sunday at 11 on WGBW and WISS. Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
He's a comedian, a writer, and an actor, and teaches comedy, one of Wisconsin's own. Dobie Maxwell joins me here on Nightlight. Hey, Dobe.
Pete Schwalbe, I am Chico. You're the man. Can you hear me? Is my Amish wood-burning computer plugged into the...
You got Amish. Oh, you got to update, buddy. I got gas powered and it's working like a charm. So it'll change your life.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.